before us. And Lord, we trust that. We believe that you have a place set up before us in heaven. Lord, as we sojourn here on earth, we pray that you would help us to keep our eyes focused on you and on the gift of eternal life that you so offer to us who are called children of God. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All Saints Day, a wonderful day to speak of the great multitude of people that are gathered before the throne and that we get a glimpse of today in the reading from Revelation 7. Again, it is exciting that we have these 2 days so close. We have Reformation Day, which is about change and transformation, about constantly going back and looking at the truth and how does that apply. And then All Saints Day, that we get this wonderful picture of the church triumphant, get to celebrate all those people that have gone to be with the Lord and are there with him right now worshiping before his throne. It's an amazing gift to the church, isn't it? As we prepare, next week we're going to look at the last days because we're counting down to the first Sunday of the next church year, which will be the first Sunday in Advent, which we're early on compared to the rest of the world. Our new year starts early. But as we count down, we look at what Jesus had to say about the end of the world, and it's not nice. And so it's a wonderful blessing that we get right in the middle of this, we get plopped in this All Saints Sunday where we get to celebrate the truth of who we are as God's children, that we have a promise of eternity. We have a promise of being in the very presence of the King for all eternity. And we can celebrate that wonderful truth. Revelation 7 that you just heard has a lot to say about that. It has this picture of those who have gone through the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And we get a chance to see the worship that's happening in heaven. That there is a great multitude, an enormous crowd that no one could count, made up of persons from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in long white robes with palm branches in their hands. They were shouting out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood there in a circle around the throne and all around the elders and the four living creatures. And they threw themselves down on their faces to the ground before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Isn't that awesome? And you just get a feel for what we've been doing here this morning. That's why we're running a little late, is because I just love the worship. It's just great to be in the presence of God, isn't it? We're just this little small group, but we're part of something so amazing, so awesome. We're part of the Church of Jesus Christ that spans all people, all nations, all tribes, all languages, for all eternity. Amen. It's exciting. Even though we're still in the church militant, that's this Onward Christian Soldiers, right? You know, ever sang that song? Onward Christians. We are going to continue to do our pilgrimage, okay? We're continuing to come up against trials and tribulations, is what it says, because the next question is, one of the elders asked me, "These dressed in white robes, who are they and where have they come from?" And so I said, "My Lord, you know the answer." And he said to me, "These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation." You know, God didn't promise us a rose garden, at least not yet. Right? To be honest with you, it's not a bait and switch. Somebody who, you know, and I get people get into the prosperity doctrine stuff, you know, they listen to these preachers that tell them, you know, you need to have a Mercedes and a Cadillac. And I watched a little clip on Facebook where this one guy was preaching about a Cadillac, and so that one of the guys named and claimed his plane, and the guy was a little bit choked. So the preacher has this really nice plane, you know, this jet, and so he said, "If you name it and claim it, you can have it." And so one of the guys in the audience started claiming his jet. He wasn't that excited about that. Look at his face, it's precious. Anyways, so who are they? Where have they come from? Out of the great tribulation, they've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. It sounds funny, right? Washed their robes and made them white? Well, it's purity. In fairness, we were warned about being part of the church militant. Onward Christian Soldiers. Matthew 5 tells us, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things about you falsely on account of me." It didn't say if there, did it? See, I underlined it just for your sake. See, it didn't say if. What does it say? When. So he was being honest. You know, he talked about carrying our cross and, you know, all these things. I mean, there's not a bait and switch here. Jesus was honest about this. He said, "If you follow me, you're going to go through this. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward is great in heaven, for they persecuted the prophets before you in the same way. So what should we expect? We should expect to take up our cross. We should expect to have spiritual warfare. We should expect this. But that's not the end of the story, folks. We're part of the church militant. We go through persecution. We're going to go through troubling times. We're going to trials, tribulations, sickness, all these things. We're going to go through all these things. And yet that's not the end of the story, because we know that it's, even though we have this one foot in the church militant, we also have our promise of our foot in the church triumphant, right? That's what we celebrate today, the church triumphant. So we are they. We are those who are going through the great tribulation. We are the ones who, 1 John 3 says, see what sort of love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called God's children, for indeed that's who we are. Who are we? God's children. God knows us. He has a plan for us. He has a place for us. He's gone to prepare a place for us. He knows us. We are his children. So even though we're in the church militant and we're struggling with persecution and trial and all those other things, we know that we also have our place, and our place is in the church triumphant, right? And that's what I just want to encourage you on, because it says when we, at the end of that reading, it said, we are pure because he is pure. We are his covenant kingdom people. We are citizens of earth and heaven. We know what we have in Christ. We belong to the church triumphant. We walk in this purity and hope because of what Christ has given to us. He's forgiven us our sins. He's given us this promise. That's why I spent so much time. That's why I'm running through this sermon, because I spent so much time talking about this in the Lord's Supper, right? I want to tell you, I was part of a church planting movement prior to, when I was in university, just when I met Laura, so that's a while ago, right? And be careful. A while ago. And I was part of the church planting movement, and I really didn't want to come back to Lutheran church. And this lady, we were at a small group, it was called a kinship group, and this lady came to me and she said, you got to go back where you're called. And I thought it was because I was in the U.S. and I was Canadian that she was telling me, get lost. But what she was really saying was, I need to go back. And I remember going back to this dead church that I grew up in that just seemed to be so, you know, it was traditional. The pastor was very monotone. And I used to fall asleep up in the balcony. I don't imagine any of you have ever experienced this. It's a big church, big Lutheran church. And I went there, and I was just really frustrated. I did not want to go back to Lutheran church. I did not want to do what the Lord was putting on my heart to do. I just wanted to be, I wanted to stay where things were kind of rocking and rolling, you know, things were moving along, and things were really happening, and I didn't want to go back. And I remember standing in line for the Lord's Supper, and this was really something that, and I felt the Holy Spirit more powerfully than I had experienced it with John Wimber and with people getting healed and all kinds of wonderful things happening and all kinds of signs and wonders happening. I felt the Holy Spirit more powerfully in that line going up to the Lord's Supper than I did with all those other experiences. It was so mind-blowing for me because it was so inconsistent with what I thought. And it was because I needed to understand, and it was funny because the sermon that the pastor had, and I very seldom listen to the sermons, to be honest with you, but this sermon was about communion and how it was this marriage feast of the Lamb and how we only got to see a small portion of it, but it was this tremendous feast of all God's people everywhere who trusted in him and who had this place in heaven forever. And it was an amazing gift, and how we should celebrate that we were right there in the presence of God and he was right there with us and he was preparing a place for us. And man, I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit just went, woo. Ever had that experience where you're going to like, you feel like you're kind of walking on, yeah. I mean, it was awesome. Because God was present there. And so that's what I wanted you to experience today, that we are part of something so much bigger than what we see right here. We're part of this wonderful and amazing group that called the Church Triumphant that is there with the Lord in heaven. And we're being prepared at all times to share our hope, to share the good news in season and out of season, always with people as we come. Because we are living in exciting times, and even though we are part of the great tribulation, we are living in exciting times because we are blessed. I put it in big letters, folks, so nobody would miss this. Because we are blessed. Because what does it say at the end of the Beatitudes? It says, rejoice and be glad, therefore. Because in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you. It's to be expected, but we are blessed. Even in the midst of tribulation, we are blessed because we know that we have wonderful promise that we are part of the church triumphant. So when we're struggling with persecution, we're struggling with challenges, we're struggling with tribulations and trials, we are part of the church militant, but we also know we are part of the church. You know, come on, we got to go eat, guys. You want to? We're not leaving here until you've convinced me and the people across the street. Even when we struggle with sickness and trials and temptations and tribulations and all these challenges we have in the church militant, we always keep our eyes on Jesus, knowing we are part of the church. Come on, think about the fourth quarter yesterday. Some of you, I'm surprised you still have voices. Okay. Even when we're struggling with temptation and trials and tribulation and depression and all the things that we go on in this life as soldiers of the cross in this time of the church militant, we always keep our eyes on Jesus, knowing we're part of the church. And because of that, we can join with the angels, and we're going to close with this. Let's join in the angel chorus and celebrate what they're saying in heaven today, that we're part of as a church triumphant. We are members of the church triumphant. We are part of the heavenly chorus. Let's say it together. And that's the part that's highlighted and underlined. Let's say it together. Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb. Let us join in saying, amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Because we are part of the church triumphant. Amen.